to the Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends.
Sarah, Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Elder Mitsubishi. And all now all the terrible, awful news that's fit to air. What did I say last week? Everything is terrible. Let's go eat some of those medicine pills and then...
Happy Monday!
You don't really feel better. You just don't feel anything, but... It's fine. The Nazis came out in Austin this weekend.
Oh, as Nazis.
How about that?
Interesting.
I sort of viewed this story through the lens of everybody being mad at the police department. Okay. You guys see this? Because one of the police officers fist bumped one of the Nazis.
Mm.
Apparently. So, I can. If you want all the details, go for that. A bunch of Nazis went and hung a sheet over the bridge on Mopac and had some anti-Semitic message. Some cops eventually approached them and wanted to make sure that the protest, which I guess is what we're supposed to call this, remained civil.
Okay.
And after, you
do want to make sure that the Nazis are behaving.
The Nazi offered a handshake to the officer, and because of COVID protocols, he ended up just fist bumping him. And now everybody defund the police because this police officer is screenshotted fist bumping the guy.
It's not a good look.
Now look. Well, right. And yeah. Is that guy a Nazi sympathizer? Like, I probably would have said, hey, yeah, you know what? I'm not going to fist bump my Nazi friend here. But still, like, not even a piece of the story, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's goddamn Nazis hanging things over the bridge on Mopac.
Yeah.
That's the issue, right? Why do we have to turn it back to
the
police?
Well, we've kind of had a problem with making cops that aren't racist. You can sit there and say it's all because of the budget things, but it's the fact that we can't just seem to figure out how to make them not racist.
Yeah.
So I can understand why this is an issue.
This is the stupidest world we live in.
It's a stupid timeline, for sure.
Oh, what?
That surely is going to be a pick-me-up, right? Yeah, let's go.
No one told you that
Gunther is dead.
That's not funny. This is harsh.
Hang on. I don't, Nick, I saw you do it earlier. That little clap, clap, clap. Mm-hmm. That's got to be like an iconic thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't really care for this song or that show, but I just heard that and I was like, oh, yeah, that's a little. When they put that in there, they're like, this is going to be the people are going to be clapping along at home forever. Yeah, right? Now I have to just sit here and wait.
No one told you that was going to be this way.
Do they do it again? Or does it just happen that one time? Do they just do it that one time?
Up, I believe.
That's Extra Gangster by the Rembrandts?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations. God damn, I know music things. Look at this guy. I don't know TV things because I'm not really that familiar with Gunther. James Michael Tyler, the actor who played coffee shop manager Gunther, passed away. Was 59. Battle with prostate cancer. F off cancer.
Yeah, it feels wrong right now to accuse this of being like a clickbaity type thing, but
Gunther dying at 59 was just doing clickbait? It for the page views.
I mean, just when people like, because I've heard people like, hey, what friend star died? And it's like, oh, Gunther?
Quote, the world knew him as Gunther. This is from a statement from his representative. The world knew him as Gunther, the seventh friend. Friends, people, is that correct?
No.
He's not the seventh friend?
No.
How, the eighth, ninth? Is he in the top 15 friends?
You brought up the monkey, Ross's monkey. That's higher up in the hierarchy. Janice, higher up there.
Janice from The Sopranos?
Yes, that one, yeah.
Okay.
The coffee shop is in the higher in the hierarchy than Gunther. Again, RIP.
I mean, he was cool. I have no issues with Gunther.
Michael's loved ones knew him as an actor, musician, cancer awareness advocate, and loving husband. Michael loved live music, cheering on his Clemson Tigers, and would often find himself in fun, unplanned adventures. If you met him once, you made a friend for life. End quote. Clemson's having an awful year.
Did they kill him?
Did Dabo Sweeney? Did you kill Gunther, Dabo?
Jesus.
You selfish. DJ Uwe Agalele, I knew this was your fault. That's the quarterback at Clemson.
Yeah.
Oh, I...
R.I.P. his career as well.
Joke. And in even more terrible, awful, sad news, there are some details about the Alec Baldwin gun accident that happened on the set of the movie Rust, where they say he was practicing drawing his weapon when it accidentally went off, killing.
Well, you should have drawn it without the bullets in the chamber.
Killing the director of photography, injuring the director. It is reported now that assistant director Dave Halls handed the gun to Alec and was heard saying, quote, cold gun.
Yeah.
Now, cold gun means there are no cartridges, including blanks, in the gun. A hot gun is a weapon that is loaded with cartridges, either live or ammunition, live ammunition or blank rounds.
There should be something that distinguishes those two.
So, when,
extra hot gun.
When you say, right. Because,
Carolina Reaper.
If it's got blanks
gun.
In it, I'd consider it still a. That gun's relatively cold to me. Now, why would there ever be a hot gun on set? Why do we even have a name for that? I don't really.
Because if you're not shooting, like if you're firing them off into the distance, you can just do a real bullet that's much cheaper than CGI and smoke and flash and everything. So it's a cost-effective thing.
Well, but couldn't a blank do that?
See, that's why when we discussed this on Friday, we're like, I thought the gun surely had blanks in it. How did they kill the person with blanks? And they're like, oh, those are still dangerous sometimes. Yeah. And I'm like, are they? It is reported that this gun had live rounds in it, not blanks.
That's awful.
Which, I mean, I guess if you're just working on a movie set and they're like, hey, Steve, we're shooting a gun scene on Friday. Can you bring your gun? And you bring your gun.
Yeah.
And it's gotten, you know, somebody's got to be in charge of taking the bullets out and putting the blanks in.
This associate director, assistant director, this AD guy, he's in a lot of trouble because he has a track record of not being super safe with the guns.
Like Dave Halls?
Even when they apparently, he would have to go do gun safety meetings on previous shoots. They'd basically be like 5 seconds of gun safety and then the rest of it was him just complaining about having to be safe with guns. The actual prop master is apparently some special gun guy's daughter, but like she did a podcast about how nervous and scared she was to have this job and responsibility. So it just seems like it's just bad all around. And
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. But again, why are we having live ammunition on guns? That seems to be no more.
Right.
No mas.
Right. Okay, so there's all your terrible news. Today is the greatest.
Happy Monday.
On the Smashing Pumpkins. Swedish House Mafia at the Moody Center, August the 25th. We have tickets to give away with another edition of Don't Butt Hurt Me, Bro. After a good 9-10 month hiatus, this game is fun. I like this game because this game is specifically about hurting your friend's feelings. Which, that's why you have friends, right?
Of course.
Just to say awful things to them.
Yeah.
It's a real game, Butthurt. You can probably find it on the shelves of Spencer's Gifts. Is that still a place?
Yeah, Spencer's is still around.
Basically, I'm going to ask a question. I ask Bumbleito, my girlfriend's kid. We have a chosen decider in this game. I ask him a variety of questions, and the answer is either Jason, Nick, or Emily. And he had to decide between the three of us. Who would he choose for that? And it doesn't matter what the real life answer is, what reality is. It's whatever you think he said. You're trying to match Bumbleito's answers, all right?
Get into that Bumbleito brain.
You're each playing on behalf of a listener. Christian called first, chose Team Nick. Jacob, you get Emily. So if Emily wins, Jacob, you're going to go see Swedish House Mafia. Nick is playing for Christian. Again, this is my girlfriend's kid, 13-year-old Bumbleito, who's lived with me since July. You guys have both hung out with him a couple of times.
Oh, yeah. I think he might really like me. I took him to Five Below once.
He hangs out with me.
I taught him how to drive.
Every time I'm trying to watch a television show, he seems like that's the time that we should have a heart-to-heart. Okay, here we go. Everybody understand the rules?
Yep.
What's going on?
Oh, yeah.
I ask Bumbleito, who do you think is the best athlete / good at sports?
Ooh.
Who do you think is the best athlete / good at sports, according to Bumbleito? Now, the real answer is quite obvious. One of us is still sore from a softball tournament on Saturday. That's the answer.
Huh.
What did
I'm in.
Young Bumbleito say?
I hate myself, but
best
I'm in.
Athletes.
I'm in. I'm in.
Nick? You hate yourself because you said me?
I really want to say process of elimination. He picked Emily just because he knows you and I are not athletic. But he probably kissing your ass at Jason.
What do you mean I'm not athletic? How dare you, my friend? Mm-hmm. You should have seen the hustle this kid was displaying on Saturday.
Okay.
I was going for it, baby. Emily?
I know the real answer is me, but I did choose Jason as well, only because I know that he has heard you talk about your softball games and your sports.
My softball team's all
water. Stockholmed him.
He's an... Exactly. He's never heard me talk about sports, I don't think. I might have. I don't know. I talk a lot. So does that kid.
Right.
So.
Okay, Bumbleito, who is the best athlete?
Nick, mainly because I don't want to be punted across the room or being forced to do bridges, as I think they're called, for more than 40 seconds.
What are that's right. He made you work out when he was here.
Yes.
Planks? Is that what that was?
Yes.
One time Nick was over watching a football game, and I don't remember how or why, but every time there was a point scored, you put him through some sort of workout.
It was something about how he was worried that your dog Bogey was going to get too large for him to carry in his arms. I was like, well, all right, let's do some exercises and do some planks whenever a team scores.
But that doesn't
He deemed you a fitness master because
he's afraid that I will make him work out if he did not say I was most athletic.
Okay, but I remember my coaches in high school. Never did one of my coaches run the mile with me. Mm-hmm. Nope. They always stand on the sidelines and they eat their breakfast in the morning.
You really think you're the best athlete?
I think I am.
Did you watch those Morning X Olympics things?
I held up really well.
This guy's undefeated in a dizzy bat race.
Okay, 0-0. Going to the second one. Who is the best at being a good boyfriend/girlfriend?
Ooh.
Jason, Nick, or Emily, who is the best at being... I think I said, who do you think would be the best boyfriend/girlfriend?
Ooh, okay.
Just to be inclusive of those who are not currently boyfriend and or girlfriend types.
Have you literally bribed him?
Bribed
Jason because he buys my mom all the stuff.
I know. I'm trying to think of a
get in that
Bumbleito
brain.
All right.
I buy his mom all what stuff?
I'm in.
Emily, you ready?
I am so ready.
Let's go to Emily first this time. What do you think Bumbleito said? Who's the best boyfriend?
One time I took him out for pizza, and there was a bunch of little middle schoolers, all of his peers, and I think they all thought that we were on a date.
Yeah.
We were not, but I did buy him pizza, so I'm going to say Emily.
All right.
If he had bought Emily pizza, it would have been a date.
She
would have got a free lunch out of it. That's what she goes to the date. She doesn't get to pay. Totally not a date.
Exactly.
I said Jason just because he's heard the noises coming out of his mom, and so he knows how good you are at doing boyfriend stuff.
Bumbleito?
I think it's a bit too obvious, but Jason mainly because he lives with my mother, and did they somehow deal with each other?
Is she a lot to deal with?
Yes. But also no. I said, but also no.
Oh, no.
Yes. I said, but also no.
My butt hurt.
All right, there's a
boy,
point.
Your mama sure does love your education, Bumble.
There's a point for Nick. It's 1-0 going to the last one. Don't worry, anything can happen. I'm really rooting for a tie on this one, for a tiebreaker. Okay. I ask Bumbleito, who do you want to co-host your YouTube show with you? So he's got his own YouTube channel. Who does he choose as his co-host? Jason Dick, very experienced radio legend.
I'm in.
Nick Hajda, eccentric wild card.
You just looked over at me.
Or Emily.
I don't get a description. Fun, bubbly.
Only barely more experienced than Bumbleito, Emily. Nick, what do you think, buddy?
I kind of feel like the answer should be me, just because he respects game.
Uh-huh.
But I said the right answer is Emily.
It should be
Emily.
It should be Emily. Just devil's advocate, I picked Nick because you're nerdy and you'll let him drive. I don't know. That probably has something to do with YouTube, right?
Sure.
I mean, me and him have talked about YouTube before, so I think you're right. It might be me.
You know what? Letting him drive is the key to the answer, because he said...
In my personal opinion, I would choose none of you, but since I'm forced to pick one of the three of you, I'd pick Nick since he is a producer.
What?
He would be in the show. You would be producing the show for him.
He needs a producer for the show.
I mean, look, we'll talk benefits packages, things of that nature. I mean, you could outbid the radio station, Bumbleito.
Okay. Very excited because...
I guess, thank you.
We are now forced to go to a tiebreaker, and I forgot the tiebreaker, but I emergency sent in a message, got a message to him this morning. We use the same tiebreaker for this game every time. How much do you think Jason weighs? How much does Bumbleito think I, head of the household, lord of the manor, how much do I weigh? Whoever is closest, you may go over.
Ooh.
All right. Will be the winner.
He's pretty. Hmm. All right. I'm going to do this.
Okay. Nick. What did Bumbleito say?
I really want to say something in the 300s, but he lives with you. I think he knows that you are 269 pounds.
Okay.
I said 240.
You're really close. He said 125 pounds.
The same brain sometimes, me and
Bumbleito. Should I be worried about this? He's 13 years old.
Pound sign.
How much does he think he weighs?
No, yeah, he's
obviously doing that.
He's a very small, slight young man. Like, I don't know if he might weigh 70, 80 pounds, something like that. So, yeah, to him, 125 probably is a mega adult load worth of pounds. Yeah, but, yeah. Emily, you did it.
Morning X Sports.
Sports brought to you by Pants. Baseball Pants. It happened, guys. Houston Astros made it back to the World Series.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Wow, you mean they came up with all those timely hits just in the nick of, right,
no,
at the right moment?
No cheating this time.
Score the runs to go to the...
Noted Houstonian, Emily.
Hello.
You're so proud of your Houston Astros,
oh,
right?
I am.
Tell me your fourth favorite player.
Carlos Correa.
Okay. All right. Good. Should I ask 1, 2, and 3? Is that
it's also much, they're you're all get, Carlos Correa?
Get found out if I ask you. No.
Jose Altuve.
All right.
There's probably a guy named John.
Probably a John. Maybe
John Astro. You got it. Plays third base.
That's what
Astros
I thought.
Defeated the Red Sox in 6, as did the Braves with the Dodgers. So it's an Astros Braves showdown in the World Series. Games 1, 2, 6, and 7 will be in Houston, Texas. You guys want
to
go?
I would love to.
I was
you
actually
take me?
I was actually quite pleased. If I understand the calculus here correctly, the Astros better record than the Braves, so they have home field advantage. Had the Dodgers come back and won that series, then the Astros would have played
one additional game on Saturday, right?
No.
No?
There's three games at home.
The Dodgers would have had home field advantage, and is probably optimal for fans of the team. Games 3, 4, and 5 would have been in Houston on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So you could really, really justify road trip. Let's go check out the Astros this weekend in Houston. Now they're playing on a Tuesday, Wednesday. I can't go to Houston on Tuesday. Are we crazy?
Nobody goes to Houston on a Tuesday.
No way, man.
I-10 is just closed.
So it saves me the... uncomfortable financial conversation. Oof. What do you think? To see the Houston Astros.
Like the cheapest tickets?
Play for the World Series. Yeah, let's go with the cheapest ticket as of the printing of this story, which is dated 10/24 yesterday. Prices might go down. I don't know. What was the cheapest ticket to get yourself into the World Series? Emily?
I'm going to go $350.
$350, Nick?
I'm going to go half of a cat UTI, so $600.
That's not... it's $476, although that was very rare. I guess that was on SeatGeek, StubHub. Free plugs for all the secondary market ticket scalpers out there.
They need
you guys
this.
Are the biggest dirtbags of the world. That's from a fellow ticket scalper. All right? I have some integrity in my ticket scalping.
Jason is like a mom and pop ticket scalper. Okay? Yeah. He's not the big business.
StubHub had him going for $600. No, those are the worst seats in the house. You know what? I don't even know if they're the worst. Standing room only. You don't get a seat. Okay?
No.
You're allowed to walk around the concourse.
I know somebody that did that this past weekend.
When I went to...
How much to be by the trash can that signals...
There's no trash can this year,
Nick. They should offer that. Like, just you get to be a fan. It gets to signal when to swing away.
When I went to the Rangers-Cardinals World Series game, we had standing room only tickets, which turned out pretty awesome. But we got there an hour early and went and stood on our spot and was like, this is our standing room.
Yeah.
And so we had like the front row.
Like barricade situation.
Yeah.
I would say like wherever you can stand, that's your spot. So if you make it onto the field, if you're out there on that field.
I don't think they approve of that.
Standing here, man.
I don't think you're allowed to do that.
This is my ticket.
I tell you what, if you go to a World Series game and as I do, have, I don't know, a good 8 hot dogs, 15 beers, standing room only becomes very difficult toward the 8th and 9th inning, okay? It's a lot of leaning room and slouched room.
Going from one leg to the other.
Wobbly knee buckly room. that's the cheapest tickets in the house. Upper deck tickets are in the 700s on average. Club level seats will cost you around $2,000. And if you want to sit behind the dugout, it's $3,000 or more. I just looked. There is the most expensive ticket on StubHub. Diamond Club AA, that's got to be the front row, right? $12,500 each.
So that might be the one where you sit in the and they give you free food and stuff. Well, I think that's what the Diamond.
See, here's the thing, Emily. I know the free food really stokes your fire.
It really does.
Once you've spent, that's $12,500 each. So once you've spent $25,000 on tickets and plus fees, StubHub is going to wet their beak. Once you've spent $30,000 on tickets, the $11 beer doesn't hurt as bad. You're not like, oh my God, how can I stay? Yeah, you're probably fine buying an $8 hot dog.
How many hot dogs do you have to eat, Emily, to justify?
Yeah, it's like I spent $12,000
on a ticket.
I don't even like hot dogs that much.
Gotta get your money's worth.
I'm just crying hot dogs in his pockets to go.
Yes. I'll bring you guys a hot dog if I go.
You know who doesn't have to worry about hot dog money is our guy Mattress Mac.
Oh no,
Jim, you got Mattress Mac.
I love Mattress Mac.
So you grew up in Houston. Was the Mattress Mac like a legend there?
Oh, he's because a legend.
He wasn't a thing for me until the 2017 World Series when he started all of these shenanigans.
He was a legend. But he had commercials all the time. Mm-hmm. I like remember watching him as a kid. Like,
was he the first person in Houston to chainsaw a mattress in half to demonstrate the savings he was offering you?
He just talked really fast and he was like, oh, I'm Mattress Mac and you're going to get some great savings on these mattresses.
Yeah. Because I remember the we want to save you money guys. I don't even know what they're advertising here, but those were one of the first people around here. They took away that Men's Warehouse guy. I was like, you can guarantee everything you want. You ain't throwing money in the air, dude.
Do we not have a Mattress Mac of Austin? How come we don't have a recliner Rick?
What about the lawyer?
Ottoman Otto.
Which lawyer?
The one with the dreads?
Oh, the DWI dude?
The lawyer that rocks.
Well, because there's a lawyer that rocks is different than the DWI dude.
Totally different.
And then there's also...
I think the dude went to prison.
Ah.
Oh, no.
Turns out a lot of those guys, some unsavory characters around there. I should... Jamie Belasia was the DWI dude. I know, as I was once an endorser of his. I've endorsed, Emily, this is how you know when you've made it, is once you've endorsed two different DWI attorneys. No, like a mattress store guy. Do we not have a mattress store person who...
No, I don't think so.
What's up? Hmm. Is that my next move?
To become the guy that...
No, don't overshine Mattress
Mac. You know what we have? Is we have Scott Elder.
You do have Scott Elder.
We do have Scott Elder. That he took over the place of all that.
Okay. For those of you, I guess, uninitiated, a Mattress Mac, it says here, regularly uses the betting market to hedge promotions at his store.
Correct.
I'm going to say regularly uses promotions at his store to mask his crippling gambling addiction. Because I consider myself pretty well-versed in the gambling universe. I don't understand how he just comes out in the wash. It comes out ahead on all of these deals. But he says, hey, come on down to Mattress Max Furniture Emporium, buy a mattress, and if the Houston Astros win the World Series, come back and it's free. I'll give you all your money back. So you come and you got to buy, I think it's like a crazy, it's like it's got to be like a $5,000 mattress or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's one of them crazy rich people mattresses.
Yeah.
But then if the Astros win the World Series, you get your money back. He then covers his ass in that regard by betting large amounts of money on the Astros to win the World Series. For example, this year he has placed $3.35 million in bets on the Astros to win the World Series. Most of them early in the season when the Astros were 10-1-ish odds. It is reported if the Astros win the World Series, Mattress Mac wins $36 million.
Whew, a lot of mattresses.
That would be pretty good. And so, yeah, all the people were coming back to collect their free whatever. Mattress Mack's going to be all right because he's like, yeah, I got this $36 million. Here, take your $5,000 back.
Yeah.
I like the idea that he just throws it in their face. Just very rudely. He's like, get out of here.
I also not like the idea.
Get out of here. That's not the customer service. Yeah.
I hope he Princess and the Peas it and like sticks money under a pile of mattresses and makes people go search for it.
Right. Now, in 2017, it worked for him because he won. Well, I mean, I don't know what worked is. He won a bunch of money. People came, got free mattresses. 2019, he did the same thing, bet a whole mess on the Astros. They lost, so he lost millions of dollars, but he got to keep all the mattress money, so all the stores profited amount.
Yeah, so personally he lost, but his business was fine.
I mean, losing on the having to pay refund people for their mattress purchases has got to be the bigger loss than whatever millions of dollars he's put on there. But it's also like if not everybody's going back to get their money back. You know, it's like when you get like a rebate, but you have to mail it in. How many people of us actually do that?
Yeah.
So I'm sure it's better for him to have the Astros win.
Well, he's going to win $36 million, so yeah, I would imagine. I mean, unless he hasn't sold $36 million worth of mattresses, has he?
Maybe. He's Mattress Mac. Advertising.
How many mattresses do you? I don't know. Maybe is it because I live on the east side, guys? They're free. They're just sitting on the side of the road. Okay, just walk a mile, you will find a mattress. It's sitting right there.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.